the uses of tribulation. Look at a chickpea in the pot, how it leaps up when it is subjected to the fire. Whilst it is boiling, it always comes up to the top, crying ceaselessly, "Why are you setting the fire on me? You bought me. Why are you tormenting me like this?" The housewife goes on hitting it with the ladle. "Now," says she, "boil nicely and don't jump away from her who makes the fire. I boil thee, but not because thou art hateful to me. Nay, 'tis that thou mayst get savour and become nutriment and mingle with the vital spirit. Such affliction is no abasement. When thou wert green and fresh, thou drankst water in the garden. That water drinking was for the sake of this fire. God's mercy is prior to his wrath, to the end that by his mercy thou mayst suffer tribulation. His mercy preceded his wrath in order that thy stock in trade, which is existence, should be produced. For without pleasure, flesh and skin do not grow, and unless they grow, what shall divine love consume? If, because of that requirement, acts of wrath come to pass to the end that thou shouldst give up thy stock in trade, yet afterwards the grace of God will justify them, saying, "Now thou art washed clean and hast jumped out of the river. Continue, O chickpea, to boil in tribulation until neither existence nor self remains to thee. If thou hast been severed from the garden of earth, yet thou wilt be food in the mouth and enter into the living, be nutriment, energy, thought. Thou wert milky sap, now be a lion of the jungle. Thou grewest from God's attributes in the beginning, pass again into his attributes. Thou wert a part of the cloud and the sun and the stars. Thou wilt become soul and action and speech and thought. The life of the animal arose from the death of the plant. Hence the injunction, 'Slay me, O trusty friends,' is right. Since such a victory awaits us after death, the words, 'Lo, in being slain I live,' are true." The uses of tribulation, Mathnavi 3, 4159. The housewife is the murshid, the chickpea the world, and the fire the Sufi discipline of self-mortification. There are traditions in which God declares that his mercy precedes or prevails over his wrath. Divine love brought us into existence, and its object cannot be realized without purging and transmuting our fleshy qualities. In this and the following